Joined on the pregame show now by Caleb Corbett, coming off another great relief outing last night, one of the most reliable arms in the bullpen right now. Caleb, you're in the midst of a really good stretch, but I want to talk about last night, you know, a game that the team really needed to win. It's that time of year. You come in a big spot, scoreless ninth, scoreless 10th. Walk me through that outing from your perspective and what clicked.
From my perspective, honestly, every time they call your name, you're basically just trying to go out there and do the exact same thing. You're just trying to go out there and pound the ball in the strike zone, put the pressure on them, trust your defense, let your defense work. If you can get strike one, strike two on a guy, then you put your defense in a good spot to make a play or create some soft contact. But yeah, I mean, other than that, just trying to throw fastball, slider for strike, you know, be dialed in whenever I get out there. It's not that complicated. Yeah. People try to complicate it, but, you know, it's not that complicated. Sometimes it's hard to do, but if you're feeling good, then usually it's good.
The simpler, the better, right?
Yeah, simpler, better. Keep it simple. And, you know, try not to think about the situation too much, or like the pressure too much. You know, you're going out there to do a job. You're doing the same thing that you've been doing since you were 9 years old. So yeah. It's just going out there and playing baseball and rolling with the punches.
Easy, right? Very easy.
No, not at all. But, you know, it's just not easy, but you know, the simpler you can make it in your head, the better that you can kind of simplify things out on the mound and not overthink too much and, you know, put the pressure on the hitters, you know, pitch offensively, not defensively.
Yeah, totally. That makes a lot of sense. Now, last night, I mean, the crowd was insane, very rowdy, typical Thursday around here. Your velo was maybe up a few ticks, 97 on the fastball, I was seeing on the track, man. I know the situation, you take that out of it, and you probably don't even hear the crowd when you're out there. But do you think that extra adrenaline adds some velo for you?
Of course, yeah. Always whenever there's some adrenaline, you're gonna click up a few miles per hour or a couple miles per hour, whatever it is. But you know, I'm just trying to go out there and do the same thing, you know, no matter the situation, looking at every hitter, you know, talking to the pitching coach, understanding, you know, what three guys I have up, what they've done in the past, what they're looking for, and just knowing whenever I go out there, okay, first hitter does this, second hitter does this, third hitter does this, and then, you know, basing off what I throw. You know, obviously plans can change, but, you know, if everything's going according to plan, then I'm going to just stick to the plan.
Yeah. Now, one thing I'm curious about with relievers is you're in somewhat of a tricky spot statistically, because if you have one bad inning, it can tank your ERA for the entire season. Now, we look at ERA. You probably don't. What numbers do you use to evaluate yourself throughout the season?
Honestly, I don't really look at numbers at all. Like, I can't really say that I look at a specific stat or number. Like you said, ERA means nothing to me. If I'm going out there and I'm throwing balls in the strike zone, then I'm happy. If they put a couple good swings on some good pitches, then once again, I'm still happy. Like, okay, like, they beat me on that one, I can tip my cap, but for the most part, I'd say the biggest thing I'm looking at is walks. Yeah. The least amount of walks that I can have is going to tell me what kind of season I had.
Sure.
If I was just getting hit around, then okay, maybe we go back in the lab or whatever, like see what pitches are getting hit or whatever. Like, but for the most part, if my walks are low and I'm filling up the strike zone, then the strikeouts will come, the outs will come, you know, maybe they get a couple hits here and there, but, you know, you're still setting your team up for success. And you keep your defense ready.
Yeah.
You don't want them sitting around, you know, throwing ball one, ball two, and then they're on their heels, and then, you know, they're not ready to make a play for you. So that's my biggest thing.
I think that's maybe the biggest emphasis you hear across the board organizationally is it's all about throwing strikes. Kind of changing gears for you career-wise, you're at Louisville, you're from Louisville. What was that like getting to play for your hometown school?
Playing for the hometown school was great. You know, my family was able to come to the games. You know, I met some really cool people while I was there. My career was obviously up and down, but, you know, overall, like, had a good time with the guys. And, you know, coming from that program where, you know, you learn a lot about just the game itself, it's definitely helped, you know, transition into professional baseball. But, yeah, I would just say that for the most part, it's just, you know, competing, playing with some high-level guys, playing against some high-level guys that really forces you to take your game kind of to the next level or to really think about stuff. So I think that was the biggest thing. But being at home with my family and everything, being able to come to all the games was incredible.
So you were a 20th round pick, very last round of the draft. Was that nerve-wracking at all? Did you know you were going to get picked, or what? Yeah, you know, were you kind of on the borderline there?
Yeah, so going into the draft, I thought there was like, okay, no doubt. Like, I think I was going to get picked by somebody. Of course, when you go through day two, you get some calls, and then you don't hear anything on day two, and then you go to day three, and it's radio silence. And you're like, oh my gosh, what's going on? The Rays actually, they called me in the 19th round and I was sweating. And they were like, hey, would you sign free agent? And I kind of was just saying, you know, I mean, you don't really leave me much of a choice. I'm a senior, like, I just want to play ball.
Yeah.
And so there, I was like, but like, you know, obviously I gotta, you know, talk to other people and, you know, figure it out. But, you know, and then like literally 60 seconds later, it wasn't even 60 seconds, I think. And they just drafted me in the 20th, which was crazy. It was awesome. But I thought for sure I was going into free agency and they were going to sign me out of there, but they picked me up in the 20th, which is cool. Not that it would have mattered
either
way, because I mean, all I was asking for is an opportunity, a shot to go play pro ball and, you know, try to at least be in the running, you know?
Yeah.
So, that was a wild time. I was stressed out, but, it was good. Good overall. And I'm glad I got into an organization, this organization particularly, a lot of good people around, a lot of good coaches, coordinators, like everything. It's been a real blessing, because I've talked to other guys and they're not so keen as to the places that they are or whatever. So it was a blessing.
No doubt about that. The Rays are great for everybody, but particularly pitchers for sure.
Yeah.
I was reading your bio on Louisville's website. Big Ray Lewis guy, big Derek Jeter guy. So does that mean you were a Ravens and Yankees fan? Like, take me through your fandom growing up.
Yeah, so big Ravens fan. I was, you know, a big fan of Ray Lewis, very motivational guy,
sure.
High intensity, which is kind of, I would say, my...
Your MO?
Yeah, my MO, my, I guess my, especially out of the bullpen.
Yeah.
Like, out of the bullpen, like, you try to be that type of intensity, like going after guys and stuff like that. And Ray Lewis just kind of is the epitome, and he's also the epitome of a leader.
Yeah.
You know, stepping up, getting the guys going, stuff like that. So he was probably one of my favorite players growing up. Derek Jeter's another one of those guys that I really liked growing up. But so I was never really a huge baseball fan. Okay. I never watched MLB baseball, like, and still to this day it's hard for me to watch. Every now and then, if a game's on, I just find myself picking pitches. Like, every time I'm watching a game, I'm like, all right, this, that, throw this. And it's kind of, to me, it's like whenever I'm away from the field, sometimes I just like to be away from the field.
Yeah.
But Derek Jeter is one of those guys, like, once again, a leader. Nobody can argue that. No controversy around him. Mm-hmm. You know, just went about his business, was quiet, put his head down. People followed him. And, you know, there's very two different types of leaders.
Yeah.
But obviously both extremely effective. And I just liked to watch those guys and see how they lead their team and, you know, different ways work. And it was just, you know, some of my people that I looked up to whenever I was younger.
Yeah. Makes a lot of sense. And that's interesting. It's that work-life balance, I think, that maybe athletes don't have a lot of, in terms of you grow up a baseball fan, you're always around it, you do it for work and you watch it for fun. So it's interesting to hear. Caleb, appreciate the time and continued success, all right?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Appreciate it.